soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on March 23rd, 2011. I pledge allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pledge allegiance to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to Him who died for my sins on the cross, was buried, and rose again. I pledge allegiance to walk with Him, to be found faithful, serving Him, being a blessing to others in His name. There are many things that we need to be committed to, have our allegiance to, and that's to the Lord Himself. And when we don't, when we have other commitments, other priorities, and we're, the scripture is not what we're committed to follow, we'll follow almost anything. And that's what we see happening in these last days preceding the coming of the Lord. We're seeing developing right now the greatest deception the world has ever known, greater than that which was before the flood, greater than that the foundation of original Babylon, greater than that which was through the religious system of Israel and Judah as they rejected the Lord, absorbed foreign gods, and killed the prophets that came, calling them back to the Lord. And this is why today I'm calling you to look at yourself. Examine yourself and find out where your allegiance is, because we're seeing many today, men and women, that have an allegiance not to the Lord. They've been drawn away and they're preaching a false gospel. They're merging the house of God, the things of God, with the world. They actually are calling for a dialectic to bring the church into a transition, they call it the transitional church, to bring it into a transformation so that the church has a new identity, they call it. Why? Because they're looking to add to the church. It's called the church growth movement. Sadly, because they're not committed to the scriptures, they're using devices of the world. They're not salt. The salt has lost its savor. And in order to bring in the world, to make them feel comfortable in the environment of where the Word of God should be proclaimed, they're using entertainment, theatrics, storytelling, vanity, and great compromise. This is what's going on today. The most famous Christian leaders today are actually globalists. Their allegiance is to do good works among all the religions. They're calling for a new world order, a new world religion. And they are bringing a thesis, which would be the Word of God, into an antithesis, which would be the opposing power, bringing them into a process of synthesis or blending to bring a change in the religious world. Is that what the Lord wants? The Lord wants change, all right. But it's according to the standard that's in Jesus. It's according to the standard that's in the Word of God. It's according to the standard of the Spirit of God. So we see today, the Word of God is as a seed that a sower sowed in a field. And that seed is planted in the hearts of people. There's all kinds of different soil. Worldly soil, hard soil, soil that's shallow, that gives up and does not produce fruit, but will give up in the day of persecution and affliction. And these days that we're coming into will be great affliction, great persecution, great tribulation. And this is why the Spirit of God is calling you to examine yourself and make sure that your allegiance is to the Lord. Do you really love the Lord? I'm convinced that the reason why we're here in this age right now, it's because God wants to know, will you serve Him? Will you serve yourself? Will you truly serve the Lord by coming to Him, picking up your cross, denying yourself, and following the Lord? Or are you going to use the Lord by using the things of God for your own pursuits? It's kind of like Saul. Saul was a rebel. He rationalized his disobedience. But God told Saul, and through Samuel, 1 Samuel 15, that obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. Because self-willed is just like idolatry, and to be stubborn is as a sin of witchcraft. Listen, this is what's going on today. Is there are people that are committed to the dragon, the serpent, the devil. And there will be a one-world government. There will be a one-world religion. And their influence is in all sectors of life, business, corporations, government, and religion. And there are people that have gone out professing faith in Jesus, but denying him by their doctrines, by their practices. And they don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're misleading people. That's the severity. We're talking about a religious movement today. Men that have influence over millions of people. Hundreds of thousands of spiritual leaders called pastors, so-called. And they're casting aside their allegiance for the Lord, to be pure before the Lord, to be listening to his voice, to be seeking him, to be pleasing before him, and letting the very works of God being moving through them. That's the difference between the work of God that God does in your life and the works of flesh that man does. God's called you to be yielded to him, following his voice, being led by him. And God will use you in a mighty way, such as you never thought possible. But I'm alarmed, and I'm sounding the alarm about this movement today, the church growth movement, that men and women that want to have a notoriety in the eyes of man, they're compromising. And they're not teaching the word of God. They're more concerned for crowds than disciples. They're more concerned about honor of man than the honor of God. They're more concerned for money than the eternal riches that are given to those that are faithful. There's men that are very intelligent that have had influence and sway over these religious leaders. And they're using their devices. They've written books that have sold millions of copies. They're part of the institutions that are dedicated to globalism. What are they trying to do? Blend the religious world into the world, so to where there's no distinction. And we know that that's true. We know that there's so little distinction today in the church world from the world itself. There's just as much adultery, fornication, pornography, drug use, lying, stealing, hatred, pride, self-centeredness, the ways of the flesh. And here's the thing, from the beginning of the church, which meant the called out, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, came, offered himself as a ransom for many, bore our sins upon himself on a cross, according to the scriptures, was buried for 3 days, according to scriptures, and was raised again. And this is clear that by in Romans 6, that if any man be in Christ, he's dead to himself and been buried. But like Christ was raised from the dead, even so should that person be raised by the Spirit of God, by the Father of glory. We raise him into new life. And that's power, ladies and gentlemen. God has not called us to walk in iniquity or in sin, but he that sins is the slave to sin, but he whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And this is the gospel. But this is not preached today for the most part. People want to continue in their sin that grace may abound, and God forbid. How can you do that? Don't you know that as many as been baptized into Christ, been baptized into his death? So a dead man is freed from sin. Not that we're sinless, but the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you to be set free from sin and death, from corruption that's in the world through lust. And he delivers you from the kingdom of darkness and translates you into the kingdom of his dear Son through the power of Jesus Christ. The flesh needs to be crucified. in its ways, and we put off the old man, and we put on the new man that's renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And God has literally ordained the works for us that we should walk in them. Our works are wrought by God, not flesh. And this is what we have. We have people that are completely natural, unregenerated people in religious centers called churches, but they're more religious clubs. And now there's men determined to merge the faith of Christianity into the world religious system. And you have to make a decision today. Where's your allegiance? Follow the Lamb. Follow the Lamb. Jesus is the one that has laid down his life for you. Jesus has bought you by his own blood, by the precious blood of the Lamb. Your life is no longer your own. So we have on one side, we have people that are going about doing the law, keeping the law, working out of their flesh, trying to please God. And if we could do that, Jesus Christ would have never needed to die for our sins and been resurrected. And on the other hand, we have a religious people that are completely unregenerated. They've never crucified the flesh. They've never had the power of God bringing transformation in their life. But they're talking about a social transformation. So Satan, the dragon, is planting seeds today of another gospel. Tares. They're goats. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to be a goat. You want to be a child of the living God. It's called unto liberty. But don't use your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness. This is what the scriptures teach. Examine today. Open your eyes. Ask God that he would grant you a heart that would allow you to have eyes that see and perceive. And having ears hearing that you would understand. The deception that's in the world today is so profound. You're going to have to make a decision to be dedicated to the truth of God, which is in the scriptures. And you have to study the scriptures and commit yourself that you will not deny the Lord. And there's a cost. There's a cost for following the Lord. You'll be ostracized. You'll be falsely accused, just like they did Jesus. Just like they did all his faithful ones throughout the generations, ladies and gentlemen. But this is the day that the Lord has called his people to rise and shine. And let the glory of the Lord rise upon you. And let the glory of the Lord be seen upon you. Because darkness is coming, gross darkness upon the people. But the light of the Lord shall be upon you. You walk in as children of light, not as children of darkness. We're not to be asleep. We're not to be in a league with the devil, the dragon. We're not to be aligned with the liars that promote a false gospel. Paul the Apostle talked about how God had entrusted him with the gospel, whereby he spoke. God has given us the gospel of his dear Son, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we speak, because God tries our heart. And we ought to please God and not man. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Because all the things written by all the holy prophets and the apostles are coming to pass in our day. The things of our Lord. And behold, he said, I have told you before that when you see these things come to pass, you will remember I have told you of them. A faithful Lord who bought you by his own precious blood of great sufferings at the hand of a religious people and the erring government of the world. You need to trust him. Allow him to be the author and the perfecter of your faith, and he will keep you unto the end. I pledge allegiance to the Lord of glory.